What we're talking about here is imposing upon businesses, internet businesses in particular in Montana, the obligation to collect nearly 10,000 different state and local sales and use taxes, which, as you might imagine, would impose a terrible burden on Montana's businesses, particularly at a time when we can ill afford that kind of a regulatory burden. When we're trying to build the economy here in Montana and create jobs, this would do just the opposite. And it's another classic example of federal overreach that Montanans don't appreciate and don't want.
Are there any estimates out there of what it would cost Montana small to medium-sized businesses to do this?
Well, that's one of the problems here, Ed, is the complete uncertainty with respect to how these laws would be implemented, what impact they would have, and how to gauge it. Congress frequently doesn't know what they're doing or what impact their legislation may have on individuals across this country. We've got many examples over the years of that kind of negligent legislation. But that's the kind of uncertainty that businesses, particularly small businesses, don't need and can't plan for. When a business wants to plan for the future, they've got to have a budget, priorities, and a plan. And when it's difficult or impossible to understand or know how a law like the Marketplace Fairness Act might apply to a Montana business in particular, that kind of uncertainty has a dampening or quelching effect on commerce. And it's a huge concern for me, as it is for all Montanans.
Doesn't the bill require sales tax states to provide other states with sales tax software free of charge?
Well, it requires a number of things, some of which, most of which are not defined. There is no software package yet that's been designed that would manage this kind of a tremendous regulatory burden. When you're talking about 10,000 different taxing authorities and all the various different taxes that they might collect, I think you just picture that in your mind's eye. You know, software is not going to make anything easier. Montanans through the years have been uniform and united in their opposition to sales tax. And there's a lot of good reasons for that, not the least of which is the undue burden it places on businesses to have to collect and disseminate and keep information and taxes that they might raise. When you're doing that for 10,000 other taxing authorities throughout the country, you can imagine the kind of paperwork and burden that that would place. It's very unfortunate, and that's why our congressional delegation, Senators Baucus and Tester and Congressman Daines, are united in opposing this, and that's why I'm opposing it, and the attorneys general of some other states who have no sales tax, Oregon in particular, Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum, who is a Democrat, and Alaska Attorney General Michael Garrity are joining me on a letter that we're going to be sending to each congressman and congresswoman urging them to vote against the Marketplace Fairness Act.
Based on all the reasons you've given us, yes?
Well, the bottom line is, aside from the burden and all of the problems that this would practically give rise to for Montana businesses, it violates the Due Process Clause of the Constitution. There's a lot of legal precedent out there, including cases that have been heard and decided in the United States Supreme Court that say that this kind of a law is unconstitutional. And, you know, it's not the first time and probably not the last time that Congress would consider a law that's unconstitutional, but that's part of my job, is to stand up for Montanans when Congress overreaches in this way.
You contend this violates due process in the Constitution Clause. How so specifically?
If you can imagine, these Montana internet-based businesses, they have no employees in other states or municipalities other than Montana. The only presence they have is on the internet. They don't specifically do anything other than just hold out their services or their products. And then the individuals in the other states and municipalities have to go looking over the internet to find those businesses and to solicit purchases. That kind of situation that Congress is now considering, where they would take that total lack of contact with these other taxing authorities and uniformly require Montana businesses to collect the taxes, keep records, and be subject to the laws of other states, that's specifically prohibited under the Due Process Clause of the United States Constitution. we just can't have it. It's bad for Montana as it is bad for the country.
And furthermore, what's considered a taxable good in one state, like, say, maybe a Hershey bar or something, may be classified as a food in another? Is that correct or not?
Well, what you're saying there illustrates the inconsistencies of tax laws throughout the country in terms of what is taxed, how it is taxed, how much it is taxed, and the requirements for keeping records, and also the kinds of legal ramifications for violating what tends to be, as I said earlier, 10,000 different taxing jurisdictions. I don't know how even my office would keep track of all the myriad of tax laws and regulations and requirements and subtle nuances and legal ramifications, let alone a small business in Roundup or Billings or Ekalaka or somewhere else. So, you know, we're on top of it. We're going to do whatever we can to make sure that this bill is not enacted. And if it is enacted and signed into law by the president, then we'll, in my office as Attorney General, that's part of my job to look at the legal options that I have down the road, and we will certainly reach out to as many states as possible and other attorneys general to bring them on board and hopefully have a united, concerted effort to stop this overreach.
If this is as riddled with problems as you and your colleagues contend, why do you think it made it out of the Senate, sans the support of our Baucus and Tester, so relatively easily?
Well, I guess you can answer your question by looking back through history at all of the ridiculous laws that Congress has passed through the years. Just because a law may have passed through the Senate doesn't mean that it'll make it through the House or that it, and for that matter, that it'd be signed by the president. And even if it is made into law, that doesn't mean that it's right or fair or constitutional. So, you know, there's, I think, quite a bit of opposition in the House of Representatives. Our system of federalism in the United States not only protects the states from a federal overreach, but it also protects the individual states from other states who might try to impose their laws and regulations on the citizens of Montana, for instance.
Last point, and I'll let you go. Supporters of this internet sales tax bill say states could lose as, or do lose as much as $23 billion a year in uncollected sales taxes. That's a lot of money. Doesn't this, as they say, level the playing field?
Actually, I would disagree. It certainly is unfair. But what we see across the nation are states and municipalities who can't live within their means. Certainly, they're looking for every way to try to raise revenues, basically to pay for the excess, for the tax and spend problems that they've created for themselves. If you look at cities like Detroit or states like California and Texas, who have huge deficits, Montanans know how to live within their means. We don't spend any more than we take in. We shouldn't have to pay for the tax and spend junkies of other states and municipalities. We're not going to be their tax pushers, and I'm going to make sure that we do everything we can to prevent it.
Montana Attorney General Tim Fox, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ed.